All right, welcome back to House of M, and then that's it. Oh God, I can't talk. But we're back. Hello, everybody. Hello.
We're back. We pushed the puppy forward. Have you packed the puppy yet for the puppy?
What are you taking with the dog to feed him?
Nothing.
He's going to starve the dog.
It's going to be enough explanation. So what's up with the dog? Oh, that's just my sleeping
pillow.
We're
going to hang his head out the window with a big cigarette in his mouth and off we go.
Oh, no, you will not be putting any smokes in that poor thing's mouth. He'll explode. He'll just light up on fire and that'll be the end of it.
Then there'll be pics of Boy Neil and I and the dog wherever we stop.
I think you need to get him goggles, though. Put little goggles on
his
head.
And a tongue. We'll do a little tongue flapping on the side.
Or is that a small fan under his... No, he's got a little, like, lip or something there. I covered it with the...
With the dog collar.
I've gagged him.
Wow. Look at you go. So, what else we want to talk about? Oh, we've got the 15th of this month. No, of next month. What month is it?
November coming up.
November not coming up. We're doing... You guys are away. But we're doing a... It's called Herotica. It's a celebration of female porn, etc., and art and stuff like that. So we're doing a little kind of roundtable talk.
What day is that?
It's a Saturday.
It's in the
afternoon.
Like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
So, yeah, so we're going to do that.
And
so
where is that?
St. Catharines. At, I should really bring up the Herotica. I don't know. I'll have to find it.
Okay.
Anyway, the topics are interesting.
I decided on doing stuff a little bit different. What I want to do is I want to have ideas open for discussion and to engage the people. I'm just going to say, well, what does everybody think about? So we're going to do... where did I have that written down?
Momentification, asphyxiation,
no.
Penetration.
No. It's going to be all on... It's more on a
interaction
between
a
sub and
what you do not only in the house but in private or in public settings or with your actual bio family.
Okay.
Well, look at you go, eh?
Yeah, can you tell where my interest is, eh?
Yeah. Right? So, I think we're gonna do that. So, we're working with Colleen. She's a dominatrix. And she's asked us if we would kind of show the other perspective, the other side of this whole thing. So I'm like, well, you know, what are we doing? It's like from 1:30 to 2:30 or 3 or something. It's an hour. It's 90 minutes. And so it's like, she goes, yeah. She goes, maybe I'll go first. She goes, I have a feeling it's going to be a little bit hard to follow you guys. I'm like, it might be. So it's going to be interesting because it's primarily a female dominant event.
Okay.
So it's going to be neat, I think. To do it.
Are you going to tape it?
Should I wear my tits?
No, I think that would be offensive.
No, lesbians like my tits.
Do they?
Or you could just go full drag.
No, let's not be doing that either. No.
That would bring our whole family thing into a whole different loop.
No.
Did you look at the pictures that I put on our desk? Our family desk in the living room?
Probably not. I should have. I'm sitting there enough. But
there's a picture of me in drag, Massanol and Boy Neil, the photo shoot that we did 2 years ago.
Oh, the black and white?
It's a black and white.
It's actually a neat picture.
Yeah, and...
We look like a real family.
Yeah.
All right, so that was funny.
The slut wife, the pushy husband, and the...
And the boy on all fours in a harness. You know, like a normal everyday family.
Just, you know. Yeah.
But no, I'm really looking forward to doing this. Just because it's a different perspective, and I'm going to like to get that other perspective. Like how Colleen and her slave interact in that. And she is married or has a partner. I'm not necessarily sure if they're married. And then plus the boy, right, is also part of it. So it's kind of similar almost to what we mm-hmm. have. And it's going to be and being that she is, I think, transgender. I can't
remember. Yeah, I think that's what you told me.
Is it? Yes.
Yeah.
So Yeah, so it's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, don't be surprised if two boys make it home early.
Why is that?
Just because.
Because why?
Because.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
You're crazy.
It's a day. It's one day early. It's Saturday instead of Sunday.
Yeah, but
at noon, so it's actually 2 days, really.
And Friday night in Fort Lauderdale is fun.
Oh, we'll have Friday night in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah. You're going for 2 weeks, huh?
Yeah, going for 2 weeks.
What
yeah.
the fuck? We better start cooking now.
We have to talk about what we can take with us.
I'm putting you both in chastity, didn't I tell you? For the entire 2 week period that you're there.
Boy, Neil.
The entire 2 weeks that you're there.
And we're calling the border. Please do a cavity search.
I'm not seeing nothing in the chat room. Is anybody talking?
You're going to call the border to have Boy Neil and I cavity search. That'll be rough, won't it?
Well, it won't be for Boy Neil, but it's going to be hard up for you.
Is it'll be a going away or coming back present?
Wow.
Oh, got to make sure the boy
don't.
But we'll make sure there are female lesbian ones that do it.
Whatever. No, we'll be nice.
Hands and fists to fist, right? What the fuck?
I got to give them my shopping list.
For what?
Do you know, I'm not kidding you.
New running shoes, obviously.
Well, yes, that, definitely. And Chris Edward goes, when we went to Cleveland, goes, girl, you got to go get me some poppers. Chris Edward doesn't drink, doesn't do any drugs, but loves his poppers.
What? That is drugs, isn't it? Poppers?
Well, but not really.
Yeah, no, not really. That's just like, you know, beer isn't really booze, it's beer. No?
No. Totally different subject.
Okay. Keep going. So, in other words, you need to get poppers.
Well, yeah, Chris Harris is like, I want like 3 to 5 bottles. I'm like, okay, well, we never made it to...
No. I'm in the chat room. I just got booted out. Like
I know, 4 times in a row.
3 or 4 times. Yeah.
There's something still going on with the servers and stuff. So
we whack it with a stick.
Yeah. What, your dick?
The server.
So anyway, so the boys are going to Florida.
Yeah. Now we're just
and so while they're going to be in Florida for 2 weeks.
Yep.
Master Noel and I are going to be here alone next weekend. Going to have just some nice R&R and just whatever.
Yep.
We'll have a big,
Orgy?
Yeah.
Right.
I
thought, is he going to say orgy? What the fuck? Really?
You have met Master Noel. Yeah. Come on.
What's that mean? Wait a minute. I want to know how that line is going to go.
You would never do that.
So everyone, please stop listening now.
Yeah.
We're going to turn the microphones off right now.
I need to leave here the night of the 17th to go to...
Wisconsin.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would like to see a boy, you know, before you head back to, like, right away to go to Wisconsin. And that.
Well, yeah, you know how they are. They get their mindset. They'll be here in no time flat.
Yeah.
So it's been a crazy week
in Canada. Sure. Oh, do you want to talk about that?
10 days. Yeah, I think we need to talk about that.
Okay.
So for some of you who are our American friends who are listening, I think you've seen on the news, there's been a few incidents happening here in Canada. And not that I want to say that, we're not used to that.
Well, give the idea of what's happening.
So basically what's happened is that our soldiers who've doing their duties, you know, protecting parks and
it was the
building.
War Memorial in Ottawa.
Yeah, that was this week. Somebody came from behind and
shot him in the chest.
Was it the chest?
He got shot in the chest.
Wow. And the man was handsome, which makes things even worse.
I was going to say, so it makes it more tragic.
It wasn't pretty. Don't worry about it. What the fuck?
Anyway. Had it been somebody else, well...
You know. Oh, yeah, he was ugly, he was fat, it's all right. But no, this one was a hunk. He was cute.
Okay, just found out the cutoff to get the license is the 19th. Okay, boy, that's fine, we'll talk about it.
So anyway, so this individual got shot, and the parliament got...
And then he went in the fucking parliament buildings and...
And ran into the government, the parliament building, which it's not like the White House here. You can walk in and go use the bathroom if you need to.
But there's still medical detectors. Metal detectors. How the fuck did he... He went through the back entrance or something.
Well, that's the thing. We haven't heard anything. But the sad part is that this individual made it through. And, I mean, if you go online and you can see the news posting... Yeah. It's quite scary.
And then he met up with another dude inside who grabbed his gun. It was a rifle and pointed it down to the floor and started screaming, gun, gun, gun. And dude shot him in the foot.
Yep.
So he went down. So, and then about 30 cops just fucking blew him away, I guess. That's what I heard.
No, wasn't it the...
Or there's 30 shots, or they thought they had 30 shots. I couldn't really, yeah.
But the guy that brings the big stick in the office and the...
Yeah, you were asking me that the other day.
Yeah, the guy that brought the big royal thing that starts...
The Speaker of the House?
The Speaker of the House that brought the big thing. He was the one who shot the guy.
Oh, was it him?
Yeah.
I thought it was the Sergeant Arms, but that's okay.
No,
cool.
And he, you know, the next day, Parliament reopened. He came, did his job, and he got a five-minute standing ovation.
Well, I mean, he probably saved some people, which is cool.
Yeah, so...
And it was, but you're right. Stuff like that, it's... And they had said, though, you know, like, we don't want to shut down Parliament. We don't want to put up gates and fences and do all of that. We want to make it where it is open. And, I mean, they had said when he got – whoever took over the security, he's like when he got hired or elected or however the hell they do that, because I'm not really sure, he said, I'm not going to do it. He said that's part of what makes Canada what Canada is being able to go and play Frisbee on the front lawn, like – of. You know, what would be the White House for the Americans and that. And I get it, but at the same time, you got to protect people, right?
But I think now what they probably will do is that the Army personnel who are now standing outside...
Will have ammo in their guns?
Will have ammo in their
guns.
Like,
fucking kidding me.
You know, I mean, there you are. You can't even, you know, protect... At least if you could, you would have had, what's that electrical...
Taser.
A taser gun. Dog collar. Something, you know, whatever. But, it, you know, for us Canadian, I mean, we do say this, and we're proud ourselves to... We are, you know, more of a kind... Not that we're saying our U.S. brothers are not, but Canada is a welcoming country. We are a mixture of all nations. We try to be accepted and acceptive to... You know, your religious, your belief and so forth,
yeah,
without
crazy
judging.
Fucks out there.
You know, and for something like that to happen, it is wrong no matter what country it does happen. It makes you think. And for us, it was something to realize that, you know what, we're not any different anymore than any other countries. There are some sick individual, which the week before was a Canadian-born white person who actually ran down another officer.
It was the Sergeant at Arms. Sorry, Mark. It was Sergeant at Arms Kevin Vickers took that dude out.
Okay.
It was the Sergeant at Arms.
So, you know, so...
Chris. Thanks, Chris.
So for things like that to start happening here, you know, and a lot of time we're first to say, oh, well, he was a Muslim or he was...
Well, didn't they say that he had converted to Islam like 2 weeks previous or something?
Yeah,
and it's funny because I saw something on Facebook and I actually kind of laughed about it. They showed a picture of the KKK.
Yeah.
And they say, as Americans, we do not allow this to be a representation of Christianity. Mm-hmm. And then they showed like the – what's the newest one now that's out? The jihad.
ISIS.
They had a picture of ISIS and says, and this is not the face of Islam,
yeah,
right, and it, I mean, and it actually made a point to me because it's true.
It's true because we automatically, it doesn't matter, we think it's somebody wearing a turban with a long beard or whatever, and it's sad because it is not true, and that's what's, you know, is scary, is that, you know, evil comes in different shapes
in a car apparently and he stays overnight on your couch. Okay, we're gonna go to a quick commercial
and we'll be right back.